connection, a driving force in the lives of many, and an aspect that brings individuals the world over together to form a unified community. With the rise of technology, that web of connection has only grown to support countless communities born out of the way people interact with each other on the internet. BEMA's Art Center is exploring these niche communities in their newest exhibition, Close to the Clouds, Encountering Digital Diasporas, open now through May 3rd.
At the beginning of the exhibition, you come across a series of live streams of airports around the world, and that sort of helps you think about the way that people are moving throughout the world and experiencing being either displaced or choosing to move to different places, and thinking about how throughout it all you can stay connected utilizing communications and the internet.
An exhibition with artwork heavily utilizing technology, BEMA Center Curator in Residence Kathy Cho describes Close to the Clouds Encountering Digital Diasporas as an experience inspired by her own interactions with the internet. Fascinated by both diaspora artists and artists that work with technology, Cho decided to propose the idea of an exhibition that would combine the two. Once the exhibition was approved, Cho began her residency researching and developing her idea.
You know, I grew up using like AOL Instant Messenger and like meeting random people online just out of curiosity. And then thinking through, like, I feel like there was a kind of a peak or like a rush of it that happened within the last 10 years.
Alongside the themes of connection and relationships, Close to the Clouds Encountering Digital Diasporas explores the way that the internet has shaped identity and culture. The works within the exhibition illustrate the concept of digital diasporas, geographically dispersed individuals that retain relationships and cultural tradition by building communities on the internet. The relationship between a person's self-known identity and the identity that is assigned to them by the algorithms pushed forward on the internet is explored throughout the exhibition.
As you go throughout, there's different rooms with different immersive artworks by each of the artists where you can either think about your relationship to different space or locations, or there's a specific work by Lauren Lee McCarthy and Colin McDonald, which helps you think about your interior space, so your inner monologue. So there's different ways that you can think about how technology is touching upon different parts of your life every single day.
For more information about the exhibition Close to the Clouds Encountering Digital Diasporas, visit bemacenter.org.
Come with some curiosity and some time to be able to slow down and think through each of the works that are in the show.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.